We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Good boy, Jim. You like your nylon bone, huh? Good boy, Jim.
Hello and welcome, nature-loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, in Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litlemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. and in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheong Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khurtur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshun City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sierra Leone provides free medical care for young children and their mothers. In community news, Hakka culture is being preserved in Formosa or Taiwan. In animal news, a United States organization gives horses a chance for a bright future. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 18th, is Chile's Independence Day, celebrating the 200th anniversary of its autonomy gained in 1810. Between Peru and Argentina, and adjacent to the South Pacific Ocean, Chile is famous for the fascinating Easter Island, which has immense stone figures. It is part of Rapa Nui National Park, which is a United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Site. We wish all lovely Chileans a festive bicentennial enjoyed with friends and family.
Fly-in news. Sudden storm batters New York, USA. At least one person perished when a fast-moving and destructive storm pummeled New York City on Thursday afternoon, September 16th. Strong winds and torrential rains uprooted trees from sidewalks, tore roofs from homes, and overturned large trucks. Numerous small fires and damage to structures were reported, with fallen trees that trapped some residents in their homes.
Meanwhile, some 25,000 customers lost power in Queens, Staten Island, and Brooklyn. Police were kept busy through the havoc of affected transportation as car and bus traffic came to a standstill. Railway services and flights were delayed, with disruption noted at New York's LaGuardia and John F. Kennedy airports, as well as nearby Newark Airport in New Jersey. The intense weather, which had not been forecast, also prompted tornado warnings in Brooklyn and Queens. Rail and other city crews worked through the night to remove debris and restore safe services to the city.
We appreciate the swift response of New York officials and emergency teams in assisting the affected residents. It saddens us to know of the life lost, and we pray that such extreme weather events are curbed as humanity's gentler ways help ensure the balance of our ecosphere.
Earthquakes rattle Mexico. In the early hours of Tuesday, September 14, a 5.4 magnitude tremor struck 33 kilometers southwest of Guadalupe, Victoria in Baja California, near Mexico's border with the United States. Seismologists reported that this was an aftershock from the powerful 7.2 magnitude quake that occurred on April 4th. Later in the afternoon, another tremor measuring 5.9 on the Richter scale hit offshore in the Islas Marias region of Nayarit State. Centered 113 kilometers northwest of Puerto Vallarta, its tremors were felt as far as 227 kilometers away in Sinaloa State City of Mazatlan. Fortunately, there have been no reports of major damage or injury in any of the affected regions. We are relieved to hear of the Mexican people's safety. With heaven's grace, may such potential disasters as these be alleviated as we quickly transition to more eco-stabilizing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Presidents of Pakistan and Afghanistan meet to further collaboration. Afghan President Hamid Karzai visited President Asif Ali Zardari in Pakistan on Wednesday, September 15th, where the two leaders discussed cooperation in security as President Karzai reaffirmed his offer to negotiate with Taliban members who are willing to accept the Afghan constitution. Speaking after the meeting, Pakistani President Zardari stated, "We talked about the future of our coming generations. I am hopeful that we will be able to see their shared dream of betterment of Pakistanis and Afghans." Delegations from both countries also met to discuss approaches to fostering cooperation across a number of areas. Your Excellencies, we laud your amicable meeting and collaborative progress, wishing you continued success in building neighborly ties for the highest benefit to the people of both your nations.
Ibero-American countries convene in Buenos Aires. The 13th Ibero-American Culture Conference was held in the Argentine capital, bringing together the culture ministers of Brazil, Bolivia, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Chile, the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Spain, Panama, Paraguay, Peru, Portugal, Uruguay, and Venezuela, as well as representatives from various Ibero-American organizations. A major conference development was the approval of a Spanish proposal to establish an Amerindian culture and language center that will be located in Madrid. The center's focus will include research, preservation, and sharing of the culture and languages of the indigenous peoples of the Americas. At the conclusion of the summit, the ministers also signed a declaration for the Ibero-American Cultural Charter, which seeks to support member countries in fostering cultural development. Our accolades, Your Excellencies, and all participants of this year's Ibero-American Conference. May your warm and cooperative spirit in working together continue to benefit many lives, both directly and through sharing the rich native cultures of your lands.
U.S. Senate Committee approves nuclear arms reduction accord. On Thursday, September 16th, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee approved an agreement reached earlier this year between U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev to reduce each country's nuclear weapons to 1,550 and deployed nuclear delivery vehicles to 700. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates issued a joint statement commending the bipartisan passage of the measure, and U.S. President Barack Obama also encouraged its approval by the full Senate, where it now goes for a final vote.
One of President Obama's principal goals, I think, was to get the nuclear elimination started again, to start dealing with the nuclear danger to the whole world, actually. And also to develop a much stronger tie between the U.S. and Russia. And so far, he's made progress, I think, in both of those goals. Most of the other nuclear powers that I've talked to, when I talk to them about reducing nuclear weapons and nuclear danger, they say, we will follow the lead of Russia and the United States. So as the United States and Russia take the leadership in bringing the nuclear weapons down, I do think the other nations will follow that lead.
Many thanks, U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, for your decision of advancing peace. Blessed be such actions in leading to a world of harmonious coexistence, where all government resources are able to directly benefit people's lives.
Pope Benedict XVI begins historic state visit to the United Kingdom. His Holiness was welcomed by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II at Holyrood House Palace in Scotland on Thursday, September 16th, for the first papal visit since one made by Pope John Paul II nearly 30 years earlier. The Queen began by introducing His Holiness to many dignitaries, including Dr. Rowan Williams, Archbishop of Canterbury and head of the Anglican Church. During her remarks, she commended the Roman Catholic Church for its past efforts to secure harmonious resolution in Northern Ireland and in ministering to society members most in need. The Queen stated, "Your Holiness, your presence here today reminds us of our common Christian heritage and of the Christian contribution to the encouragement of world peace. We are all aware of the special contributions of the Roman Catholic Church, particularly in its ministry to the poorest, its care for the homeless, and for the education provided by its extensive network of schools." Also on Thursday, His Holiness conducted an outdoor mass at Bella Houston Park in Glasgow, where he cautioned especially youths among the 65,000 people in attendance to avoid the dangers of such harmful substances as alcohol and drugs, turning instead to the ever-present and true love of the divine. "Our respectful congratulations, Your Holiness Pope Benedict XVI, for your warm and historic visit, wishing you continued pleasant travels as you share uplifting values and enjoy the kind hospitality of the people of the United Kingdom."
Ugandan journalists remembered. On Monday, September 13th, 29-year-old Dixon Sasantango, a news broadcaster and reporter for the Seventh-day Adventist station Radio Prime, lost his life suddenly as he was traveling to work. The shock of his passing came just 3 days after the unfortunate loss of fellow journalist Paul Kagundu, who succumbed to an attack while filming an event.
The untimely deaths of these two young media members have sparked international attention, with both tributes and concern pouring in from a number of national and international agencies. Offering their condolences as well as calls to action were the Committee to Protect Journalists, or CPJ, Reporters Without Borders, Ugandan Journalists Association, International Federation of Journalists, and the African Center for Media Excellence. United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, Director General Irina Bokava also requested that Ugandan officials launch a full investigation.
"We are deeply saddened by the passing of these two promising young media members and send our sincere sympathies to the family and colleagues of Messrs. Kagundu and Sasantango. May their souls rest serenely in the forever love and light of the divine, as we pray for the safety of all brave journalists across the globe who strive to fulfill the noble ideal of sharing truthfully reported information with the public."
American team assists in effort to rescue Chilean miners. Mr. Brandon Fisher leads a small crew of American drillers on one of two supplemental teams assisting in the work of bringing up the 33 Chilean miners who have been trapped some 700 meters below the ground since the beginning of August. Mr. Fisher is president of Center Rock Incorporated, a Pennsylvania, USA company that makes customized drills. He became involved in the rescue effort after the Chilean government contacted him and asked if he would participate in the delicate work of drilling. With the work of his team and the main crew going more quickly than expected, hopes are rising that the miners may be out by November. Meanwhile, Mr. Fisher's own dedication is renewed daily as he drives by the miners' families living in tents to be near their loved ones. As he stated, "We have got humans in the ground. It doesn't matter if they are Americans or Chileans. We have the ability to help them out, and that's the whole reason we are here." As of Friday, September 17th, the teams had been able to reach the miners with a fourth borehole. The other three are being used to supply the men with food, water, extra air, and communication. The fourth hole, currently 12 inches in diameter, is now being increased to a width of 26 inches to transport the miners to the surface. Our applause and many thanks, Mr. Fisher and members of all the teams, as well as the Chilean government, for your dedicated efforts to safely and speedily rescue the miners. Our prayers for their continued well-being and that they may soon greet eagerly awaiting families and friends.
Save our planet. Liberia's Atlantic coast is eroding quickly. Houses on the shores of Liberia are collapsing at the edge of the sea due to coastal erosion arising from climate-related sea level rise and other factors. Government records show that in the area of Buchanan, for example, about 250 people lost their homes in recent years, with the last several years seeing a loss of a full 10 meters from the area's coastal beaches. In other populated coastal areas, the Liberian Environment Agency measured at least 3 meters of land being lost annually, with 50 meters of shore having disappeared since 2005 from one town alone. Some families, unable to afford new dwellings, are still living in the portion of their home that has not been taken over by the rising tidewaters.
Josep Gari, Regional Environmental Team Leader for the United Nations Development Program, or UNDP, said that the global warming effects have been aggravated by unregulated sand mining and unsustainable harvesting of mangroves, which act as natural barriers from storm surges. The Liberian government has announced a short-term plan to protect infrastructure but lacks resources for significant projects. Meanwhile, experts express concern that densely populated communities throughout the shores of West Africa will soon be showing the similar effects of coastal erosion.
Our appreciation, Mr. Gara, United Nations Development Program in Liberia, for your voiced concern over these distressing observations. May we all move quickly toward lifestyles in harmony with nature to cool the planet and halt its demise.
During an interview for the September 2009 edition of The House magazine, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed global warming effects, including coastal erosion, as well as the moral actions needed in response.
It's too serious. Too serious. Sea level rise, for example, threatens half the world's population living within 200 kilometers of a coastline. 17 million in Bangladesh have fled their homes already, mainly because of coastal erosion. In the United Kingdom as well, several coastal flooding disasters have already occurred, with more forecast by the nation's Department of Environment. This is due in part to the fact that over 26 million residents in the UK lived in coastal zones. With 40% of Britain's manufacturing industry also located on or near the coast. These situations will only worsen, not improve, until we stop the course. This means to halt the livestock production and meat consumption. If humans switch to vegan diet, the earth will begin cooling immediately, and many of these dilemmas can be even reversed. So please, be veg and do good to save the planet and all the beings on it, including you and me.
Save our planet. Secret World Wildlife Rescue in Somerset, United Kingdom provides homes for orphaned wild animals like baby otters, teaching them how to swim and socialize with other animals in preparation for their release back into the wild. Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering Secret World Wildlife Rescue £10,000 to help further their compassionate endeavors.
Save Our Planet. Environmentalists and Canadian natives like the Beaver Lake Cree Nation campaign to halt tar sand oil extraction, which is damaging the habitat of endangered caribou and releases so much CO2 during extraction that scientists have warned the process could set off runaway climate change.
Warning news. Approximately 200 tons of meat-stuffed convenience foods are being recalled across several Russian cities due to possible contamination from the bacteria that causes the potentially fatal disease anthrax, which can be passed to humans through the consumption of infected meat.
Hello, it's me, Kiki the Capybara. And I'm following a yummy, plant-based diet. Here's a technique to remove light rust stains from clothing. Before beginning, test on an inconspicuous area to make sure it is safe to use on the fabric. Place a few layers of material you no longer use, such as old towel, under the marked area. Take some lemon juice and pour enough on the stain to saturate it. Position the article in direct sunlight or a warm place and allow it to completely dry. Wash as usual, and your garment should be spotlessly clean. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around our globe.
Health News, Sierra Leone provides free medical care for expectant and nursing mothers and children under five. The initiative is funded by the United Kingdom's Department for International Development. Technical and logistical support has been given by the United Nations Children's Fund or UNICEF. Under the plan, priority is given to people who need immediate attention. Medicines are also supplied by the government. Our sincere appreciation, Sierra Leone, United Kingdom Department for International Development, and the United Nations Children's Fund for joining together for this laudable endeavour. May all mothers and children be graced with vibrant well-being and happiness.
In community news, Hakka way of life is being preserved in Formosa or Taiwan. Council of Hakka Affairs, or CHA, Minister Huang Yuchen commended six township leaders on their advancements in maintaining Hakka traditions in regions which have been designated as Hakka Culture Development Districts. Minister Huang also encouraged collaboration in keeping the Hakka dialect alive among students, young adults, and new residents. Our earnest thankfulness, Formosa or Taiwan, Minister Huang Yuchen and participating leaders, for your efforts in safeguarding the valuable legacy of the Hakka people. May we cherish all the amazing heritages that make our world a marvelously unique and remarkable place. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a horse rescue organization sets up a benefactor program. We're going to sit in silent meditation to be with God. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more praiseworthy news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, exemplary news for a commendable world. In animal news, a United States organization gives horses a chance for a bright future. The Florida Research Institute for Equine Nurturing Development and Safety, or FRENDS, looks after horses that have not been given proper attention or are injured. Led by Miss Debbie Bay Barwick, the non-profit has more than 50 equines under its care and continues to take in as many as it can. To support their work, FRENDS has set up a project in which an individual can sponsor a horse for $150 a year. Benefactors are then able to spend 15 days a month with their companion. Heaven bless your life-saving efforts, Miss Debbie Bay Barwick, and the Florida Research Institute for Equine Nurturing Development and Safety. May all majestic horses thrive in safety and grace. For their noble efforts, on behalf of our equine friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai is presenting friends with the Shining World Compassion Award and a contribution of $10,000.
Please join us for a joke told in Azerbaijani entitled Graduation Day.
Məktəb bitirən günü. Məktəb bitirən günü idi. Anam istəyir oğlunun şəklini çəksin. Məktəb paltarı ilə, atası ilə bərabər. Qoy belə eləyək ki, təbii görünsün, deyir ana. Uşaqlar, əlinizi qoyun atavızın çiyninə. Ata deyər ki, Əgər istəyirsiniz təbii görünsün, nə üçün əlinizi qoymursunuz mənim pul kisəsimə?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Zdravím diváky Supreme Master Television z celého světa z České republiky. Jmenuji se Jaroslav Škvařil, jsem zakládající předseda České společnosti pro výživu a vegetariánství a asi od roku 84 se svojí ženou děláme kurzy, školení, ukazujeme lidem, jak žít vegetariánsky zdravě. Máme 5 dětí, všechny jsou zdravé, vysokoškoláci. Naše společnost se snaží o to, aby se změnilo stravování i ve školách, mateřských školkách. Snažíme se jednat na úrovni i ministerstva a dávat právě takové podněty, aby ta strava byla chutná, atraktivní. Supreme Master Television používáme dneska informace pro náš web, protože patří mezi nejlepší v současné době ve světě. Takže moc za to děkujeme a držíme palce, ať se vám tato práce daří.
Dedicated Jaroslav and family, how wonderful to hear of your laudable endeavors. We are very happy that the information from Supreme Master Television is useful to you. Wishing you and the Czech Society for Nutrition and Vegetarianism all the best and heaven's blessings in helping to bring the earth-saving plant-based lifestyle to each of your precious co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven shine on you with happiness, friendship, and wisdom.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To enhance their country's cultural exchange, Azerbaijani First Lady Mehriban Aliyeva and First Lady Sandra Roloffs of Georgia organized 10-day reciprocal visits for youths within their countries to visit with less fortunate teens as well as learn about the other nation's culture.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York City, USA proposes an outdoor smoking ban in public areas such as parks, beaches, marinas, and pedestrian plazas to protect citizens from secondhand smoke exposure and raise health standards for the city.
The world's oldest sculpture of a hawk dating back some 1,200 years has been unearthed by a Syrian-French archaeological expedition team in Balas, Hama, Syria, revealing the earliest indication of the hawk as Syria's national symbol.
The India-based Institute of Planning and Management honors Indian social activist Iram Sharmila with the Rabindranath Tagore Peace Prize for her steadfast commitment to humanitarian ideals and human rights.
According to an annual report presented by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, violent crime in the United States has significantly declined in 2009, marking the third consecutive year that it has been reduced.
Having achieved the distinction of being the first woman to become a pilot for the airlines 3 years ago, Captain Sophie Blanchard most recently was named Etihad Airways' first female captain or pilot in command in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates.
Florida, USA resident Mr. Stephen Carroll thanks the officer who gave him a $130 fine for not wearing a seatbelt, having now become a self-proclaimed advocate after the device saved his life 3 weeks following the citation.
At a meeting of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Ambassador Hu Jiaodi, China's permanent representative to the United Nations, affirmed the country's readiness for increased cooperation with the organization in enhancing such areas as safety standards.
Popular Hollywood actress Eva Longoria campaigns for changes in U.S. child labor laws through the Children's Act for Responsible Employment, whose reforms include raising the minimum working age for greater protection of migrant youth.
Japan's Fujitsu Electronics introduces a wireless prototype in which electricity is sent across magnetic fields, enabling cell phones, laptops, cars, and other technologies to be recharged at a distance of several meters from the charging source.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.